Hello, this is Carol McPherson from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you the events and happenings for the upcoming week and month, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. We'll start with some events coming up at the PNC Arena in Raleigh. On Tuesday, April 1st and Wednesday, April 2nd at 8 p.m., Michael Jackson, The Immortal World Tour by Cirque du Soleil. The estate of Michael Jackson and Cirque du Soleil announced that Michael Jackson, The Immortal World Tour, one of the top 10 grossing music tours of all time, will return to Raleigh. Since its world premiere in Montreal in October 2011, this electrifying production has thrilled audiences across North America, Europe, Asia, Australia, and New Zealand. Created by Cirque du Soleil and directed by Jamie King, the Immortal World Tour is a departure from the company's previous touring shows. Featuring 49 international dancers, musicians, and acrobats, it is presented in a rock concert format that combines the excitement and innovation of Michael Jackson's music and choreography with Cirque du Soleil's unparalleled creativity. The underpinnings of the Immortal World Tour are Michael Jackson's powerful, inspirational music and lyrics, the driving force behind the show, brought to life with extraordinary power and breathless intensity. Through unforgettable performances, the show underscores Michael's global messages of love, peace, and unity, and the band includes some of the same artists who previously worked side-by-side with Michael. Aimed at lifelong fans, as well as those experiencing Michael's creative genius for the first time, the show captures the essence, soul, and inspiration of the King of Pop, celebrating a legacy that continues to transcend generations. Again, this is Tuesday, April 1st and Wednesday, April 2nd at 8 p.m. Ticket prices are $50, $80, $125, and $165. This tour is coming to the PNC Arena. You can buy tickets at 919-861-5457. If comedy is your thing, you might want to go to the PNC Arena on Friday, April 4th at 8 p.m. to listen to Cat Williams, Growth Spurt. Cat Williams returns to PNC Arena on Friday, April 4th with a brand new stand-up show that is selling out across the country, Cat Williams, Growth Spurt. The hilarious show features the critically acclaimed comic at his best, and makes it clear that he is in no rush to slow down. Cat's high-energy stage presence and fresh routine has left every audience cramping in their sides from laughter and rising to their feet with a standing ovation begging for more. Known to many for his breakout role in the MTV improv show Wild and Out and his widely recognized role as Money Mike in the hit movie Friday After Next, Williams already has several successful stand-up specials under his belt, such as Catpocalypse, Pimpin' Pimpin', and The Pimp Chronicles. This is Friday, April 4th at 8 p.m. at the PNC Arena. Ticket prices are $44.50, $54, $75, and $125. For tickets, you may call 1-800-745-3000. The PNC Arena is located at 1400 Edwards Mill Road in Raleigh. Also coming to the PNC Arena on Tuesday, April 8th at 7 p.m. is Miley Cyrus. Global superstar Miley Cyrus will visit 38 cities throughout the United States and Canada on her highly anticipated Bangers Tour. Details for Miley's Bangers Tour follow her surprise appearance on Saturday Night Live, where she announced to fans that she would be launching a tour soon. The announcement on Saturday Night Live comes on the heels of her well-received appearance on the show as both host and musical performer. She was part of a series of headline-making appearances that supported the release of her new album Bangers on RCA Records. One of her songs, Wrecking Ball, also hit number one on Spotify, where it reached the highest streams ever for any track in the U.S., beating the next highest week by nearly 500,000 plays. Bangers has been getting rave reviews, including Entertainment Weekly calling it utterly fresh, a pop blitz from a hip-hop blueprint, and proof that Miley won't settle for just shocking us. U.S. Weekly declared it the year's most titillating pop explosion, awarding the album 4 stars out of 4. Ticket prices are $19.50, $39.50, $59.50, and $89.50. This is Tuesday, April 8th at the PNC Arena, 7 p.m., Miley Cyrus. For tickets, you can call 1-800-745-3000. Next, we'll look at some events coming to DPAC, the Duke Performing Arts Center. On Sunday, April 6th, Get the Lead Out, the American Led Zeppelin. The American Led Zeppelin Get the Lead Out will present a 2-hour set at DPAC on April 6th that spans the mythic career of the legendary British supergroup. It's been their mission to bring the studio recordings of the mighty Zepp to life on the concert stage. This is not an impersonator act, but rather a group of musicians who were fans first, striving to do justice to one of the greatest bands in rock history. For those that did not get to see them live, Get the Lead Out is the closest thing you will ever get. The 6-piece band consists of Paul Sinclair on vocals, Paul Hammond and Jimmy Marciano on guitars, Billy Childs on bass, Adam Ferroli on drums, and Andrew Lipke on keyboards and guitars. This is the American Led Zeppelin at DPAC, Sunday, April 6th at 7 p.m. Ticket prices are $25 to $40. The Wizard of Oz is also coming to DPAC. This will play from April 8th to the 13th. A journey to Oz like no other. We're off to see the most magical adventure of them all. Andrew Lloyd Webber's new production of The Wizard of Oz is an enchanting adaptation of the all-time classic, totally reconceived for the stage. Developed from the ever-popular MGM screenplay, this new production contains all the beloved songs from the Oscar-winning movie score, all the favorite characters and iconic moments, plus a few surprises along the way, including new songs by Tim Rice and Andrew Lloyd Webber. Click your heels together and join Scarecrow, Tin Man, Lion, Dorothy, and her little dog Toto as they journey through the magical land of Oz to meet the wizard and obtain their heart's desires. Watch out for the Wicked Witch of the West and her winged monkeys as you rediscover for real the story of Oz in this fantastic musical treat for all the family. This is playing Tuesday, April 8th, Wednesday, April 9th, and Thursday, April 10th at 7:30 p.m., Friday, April 11th at 8 p.m., Saturday, April 12th at 2 p.m. and at 8 p.m., and Sunday, April 13th at 1 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. Ticket prices range from $35 to $110. DPAC is located in Durham, 123 Vivian Street. For ticket information, you may call 919-680-2787. On April 15th, 2014, Dave Ramsey will appear. The Legacy Journey Live. It's your future. It's your money. See Dave live and take control of it. Your family tree is rooted in decisions, This is your chance to branch out and change things for your family and determine your personal legacy. Learn how to change your family tree. At the Legacy Journey Live, Dave will share how to live now so you can leave a powerful legacy for your family. You'll learn how to build wealth and why it's important, the keys to wise investing, and expose toxic beliefs about money. You'll also learn about how you can meet your family's future needs and reach out to impact the world around you. You'll walk away with the practical steps leading from where you are to where you want to be. Dave's daughter, Rachel Cruz, will share personal stories of growing up in the Ramsey home. She'll lay out key principles all parents need to make sure kids grow up with a healthy view of money and a solid work ethic. You get one legacy. Get it right. Growing up as Dave Ramsey's daughter, Rachel Cruz learned how to give, save, and spend early on. She now travels the country sharing what she's learned and spreading her message of hope. Rachel's passion is helping young adults develop sound money habits and teaching parents how to invest in their kids so they know how money works. They are coming to DPAC on Tuesday, April 15th at 7 p.m. Ticket prices are $39 and $69. While we're in Durham, we'll talk about events coming up at the Carolina Theater. On Thursday, March 20th at 8 p.m., Sean Colvin and Steve Earle. Songs and Stories Together on Stage features the two esteemed artists sharing the stage for a rousing night of song swapping, duets, storytelling, and stellar guitar playing. The evening promises to be a rich and inspiring musical experience as these two longtime friends and mutual admirers share music from their extensive catalogs, as well as some of their favorite songs by other classic songwriters. Tickets start at $35. The Carolina Theater is located at 309 West Morgan Street in Durham. Phone 919-560-3030. On Friday, March 21st at 8 p.m., the Carolina Theater presents the Upright Citizens Brigade Touring Company. The touring company cast is hand-picked from the best improv comedians in New York City and Los Angeles. These performers are the next wave of comedy superstars from the theater that has been home to some of the biggest stars in comedy today. From Saturday Night Live to Happy Endings to The Office to Parks and Recreation, our guys and gals are all over the place. Not to mention the writing rooms and offices of The Colbert Report, The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, and Mad TV. Even on the big screen, UCB alums have starred in the best, freshest, irreverent comedies in the past decade, including Bridesmaids, Mean Girls, The Hangover, and countless others. This show has never been seen before, it will never be seen again, and will never be forgotten. Tickets start at $18. This again is the Upright Citizens Brigade Touring Company, Friday, March 21st at 8 p.m. at the Carolina Theater. On Saturday, March 22nd at 8 p.m., Jazzmaster Arturo Sandoval. A protege of the legendary jazz master Dizzy Gillespie, Arturo Sandoval is one of the most dynamic and vivacious live performers of our time. Sandoval, who is a renowned classical musician, regularly performs with leading symphony orchestras from around the world. He has been awarded 9 Grammys and earned 6 Billboard Awards and an Emmy. Filled with a virtuoso capability, he desires nothing more than to share his gift with others who feel the same intense adoration for music as he does. Known for his lyrical improvisation and incredible technical ability, from straight-ahead jazz, Latin jazz, or classical, Sandoval is one of the most brilliant, multifaceted musicians of our time. Tickets start at $31. Arturo Sandoval coming to the Carolina Theater on Saturday, March 22nd, at 8 p.m. The Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle presents A Touch of Neoclassicism with the concert singers of Cary. They're coming to the Carolina Theater on Sunday, March 23rd at 3 p.m. Program conductor, Larry Speakman, A. Honegger, and Leroy David. Ticket prices are $20. Here we have some events coming to the Duke Energy Center for Performing Arts in Raleigh. On March 16th, in the Maimondi Concert Hall, Rain, A Tribute to the Beatles. This is a live multimedia spectacular that takes you on a musical journey through the life and times of the world's most celebrated band. Going further than before, this expanded Rain adds even more hits that you know and love from the vast anthology of Beatles classics, such as I Want to Hold Your Hand, Hard Day's Night, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, Let It Be, Come Together, and Hey Jude. This stunning concert event takes you back in time with a legendary foursome, delivering a note-for-note theatrical event that is the next best thing to the Beatles. Don't miss the Broadway smash that's taking the world by storm. Rain, A Tribute to the Beatles, is coming to the Maimondi Concert Hall on March 16th, showtime 3 p.m. Tickets range from $42 to $52. On March 17th, George Thorogood and the Destroyers are coming to Raleigh Duke Energy Center. That's 40 years strong. For George Thorogood and his longtime band, the Destroyers, Jeff Simon drums and percussion, Bill Blau bass guitar, Jim Sula rhythm guitar, and Buddy Leach saxophone, their 40th anniversary is indestructible proof that staying true to yourself and the music can still mean something. And with a catalog of iconic hits that includes Who Do You Love?, I Drink Alone, One Bourbon, One Scotch, One Beer, Move It On Over, Bad to the Bone, and more, being able to share it with audiences is what will always matter. George says, every night when I walk out on that stage is the highlight of my career. I hit that first chord, the band kicks in, and we hear the audience respond. That's the rush. 40 years into this, and every night, that's still the only moment that matters. For George Thorogood and the Destroyers, and for rock and roll, it doesn't get stronger than that. March 17th at 8 p.m. at the Duke Energy for Performing Arts. Ticket prices are $37 and $47. On March 20th, coming to the Memorial Auditorium, is Menopause the Musical. Millions of women of all ages and stages find their spirits lifted by the show's lighthearted look at menopause. Menopause the Musical has entertained audiences in more than 450 U.S. cities, in a total of 15 countries, and more than 300 international cities. Menopause the Musical encourages a healthy dialogue about issues of aging and women's health and provides a unique opportunity to raise awareness with female audiences. Recognizing the show's great potential to engage and educate women, writer and producer Jeannie Linders produced two tours of Menopause the Musical out loud, breaking the silence of ovarian cancer. These successful tours traveled across America and visited more than 100 different cities, raising awareness and funds for local and regional ovarian cancer chapters. Menopause the Musical also supports the Jeannie C. Linders Fund, a nonprofit organization that supports women in the areas of health, education, and culture around the world. Again, Menopause the Musical, coming to the Memorial Auditorium on March 20th at 7 p.m. Ticket prices are $41 and $57. The North Carolina Symphony is coming to Maimondi Concert Hall on March 21st, 2014. Their program is entitled Sketches from Pinehurst. This concert will be performed March 21st at 12 p.m. Ticket prices are $27. For ticket information, you can call 919-996-8700. On March 29, 2014, the 7th Annual Raleigh Blues Festival is coming. This blues festival includes Mel Waiters, Sir Charles Jones, Lattimore, T.K. Soul, Theodis Ely, The Class Band, and Maurice Wynn. Ticket prices range from $50 to $58. Again, this is the 7th Annual Raleigh Blues Festival, coming March 29th to Memorial Auditorium at 7 p.m. We'll take you into Chapel Hill now, down on the UNC campus. Memorial Hall on March 25th at 7:30. Bella Fleck and Abigail Washburn will be performing. The New York Times describes Abigail Washburn as Appalachia and folk pop with tinges of Asia and Bruce Springsteen. This is a rare chance to see Abigail Washburn and Bella Fleck perform music together that they developed as a couple, a mix of traditional and original songs and tunes. Throughout their years together, Abigail and Bella have always made music, whether for a year touring with the Sparrow Quartet, for family and friends, or for their own pleasure. But in 2010, a series of fortuitous events led them to their first duo performance at the Folks Festival, where they discovered a strong canon they could perform on their own. Bella Fleck and Abigail Washburn are coming to Memorial Hall on March 25th at 7:30 p.m. Ticket prices range from $49 to $129. For ticket information, you may call 919-843-3333. Also at Memorial Hall on the UNC campus, Joshua Bell will be performing with the Academy of St. Martin's in the Fields, March 28th at 8 p.m. We are thrilled to announce that we have released a very limited number of seats in the orchestra pit. Don't miss this chance to see Joshua Bell only feet away. Often referred to as the poet of the violin, Joshua Bell is one of the world's most celebrated violinists. His stunning virtuosity, beautiful tone, and charismatic stage presence have brought him universal acclaim. Recently appointed music director of the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, he is the first person to hold this title since Sir Neville Mariner formed the orchestra in 1958. The Academy of St. Martin in the Fields is renowned for its polished and refined sound, rooted in outstanding musicianship. Formed from a group of leading London musicians and working without a conductor, the Academy gave its first performance in its namesake church in 1959. The collegiate spirit and flexibility of the original ensemble remain an Academy hallmark. This is Joshua Bell and the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, performing at Memorial Hall on the UNC campus, on March 28th at 8 p.m. Ticket prices are $129. You may call 919-843-3333 for ticket purchase or information. Going back to Durham now, at the Motor Co. Music Hall on Friday, April 4th and Saturday, April 5th, Brian Carpenter and the Ghost Train Orchestra. The Ghost Train Orchestra, led by trumpeter Brian Carpenter, unearths the little-known and rarely heard jazz that was a fixture in the dance halls and nightclubs of Prohibition-era Harlem and Chicago. A top-notch ten-piece, they play the music that gave the jazz age its name and swinging new arrangements. Peppy, charged, vaudevillian in feel, according to NPR. Their 2011 debut recording was Best Jazz Record of the Year. This crazy, beautiful, living history lesson sets down for two shows at Motor Co. Music Hall in conjunction with the Nasher Museum's exhibition, Archibald Motley, Jazz Age Modernist, the first major retrospective of the career of a Harlem Renaissance painter who made jazz musicians and dancers one of his favorite subjects. The Ghost Train Orchestra is coming to Motor Co. Friday, April 4th and Saturday, April 5th at 9 p.m. Ticket prices are $24, $15 for age 30 and under, and $10 for Duke students. The Motor Co. Music Hall is at 723 Rigsby Avenue. For ticket information, you may call 919-684-4444. If you were taken with the movie The Monuments Men, you might want to head to Durham on Friday, March 14th to the Common Ground Theater. There will be a play there called The Art of Deception. The year is 1945, and Han von Meergeren is a man with a problem. He's a brilliant art forger who made millions of dollars selling fakes of Dutch artists before and during World War II. He's gotten away with it, and that's the problem, because the Dutch are now hunting down and executing collaborators who sold their cultural treasures to the Nazis during the war. And they think that was a real Vermeer he sold to Hermann Goering for $7 million during the war. UNC professor Keith Burridge's historical drama probes the true story of a brilliant artist who was called a hero, a scoundrel, and a traitor in a work that studies ambition, revenge, and the real value of art. Laurel Ullman directs a cast, including Reed Dalton, Laurie Ingle Taylor, and John Paul Middlesworth. This is coming to the Common Ground Theater on Friday, March 14th. The Common Ground Theater is in Durham at 4815 Hillsborough Road, phone number 919-384-7817. This play will be performed Thursdays through Saturdays through March 22nd and a Sunday matinee. Ticket prices are $15 to $19. An ongoing play is Arcadia, playing at the Deep Dish Theater Company in Chapel Hill at 201 South Estes Drive. This is performed Wednesdays through Sundays through March 22nd. Performances Wednesday and Thursday at 7:30, Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m., and Sunday at 2 p.m. For tickets, you may call 919-968-1515. We've run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Carol McPherson, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.